Welcome to the Have a Drink with Some Geeks podcast. Let's join our geeky hosts on this week's episode.
And welcome to another episode of Have a Drink with Some Geeks podcast, the virtual edition. I'm your host, Matt.
I'm Adam.
All right, folks. And we are doing a little differently this week. We're going to try out something different. Instead of being in the same room, we're going to talk to each other via the virtual screen.
Yeah, we both got a little sick.
Yeah. So but this is the
podcast. This is safer, geeks, folks.
Safer. Even though the CDC has gotten rid of the 5-day quarantine.
Did they just do that? Safer.
What?
Did they just do that?
Yeah, like Friday.
Oh.
They say treat it like the flu. If you're not symptomatic or have a fever, you're good. But if you have a fever, stay home.
Understood.
So, all right, folks, welcome to this week's episode. But like I said, before we jump into our normal shindig, make sure you like, follow, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff at Geek Drink Pod. That means yes. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Discord, X, giantmechanicalbabes.net.
Yes, the massive kaijus that'll crush your pelvis. Oh, no.
Listen to mydirtythoughts.org.
Drift with me.
All right, folks. Before we dive into this week's episode, it's time to talk about drinks of the week. Adam, what are you drinking?
Time to grab your beverage and join along as the geeks discuss the drink of the week.
Well, because we're apart, I'm doing a nice glass of Breckenridge bourbon, and I actually have a glass from their distillery that wobbles a lot. It has a little point on the bottom, but it's my go-to bourbon, so... That's what I got. What do you got, Matt?
Me? Well, I am drinking a nice Blue Moon.
Oh.
Hence the cloudiness. Nice unfiltered wheat for me.
Like, didn't they have, like, their first, like, brewery was at Coors Field?
Yeah, it was. They still have a brewery there, but yeah, the one thing I bought out by Coors itself, obviously they've become a lot bigger of a brand.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, cheers. Virtually.
Delightful.
All right, folks. Well, before we dive into this week's episode, I do have to tell Adam something funny, and he'll feel really upset.
Okay. Go nuts.
I met Man Bear Pig yesterday.
See, I saw this on your stuff, and like, fortunately, like, Caitlin, my partner, she got called into work, and like, we were just like, we couldn't make it. It would have been hilarious, but how was Casa Bonita?
You know, food was good. Cassie, our friend, was very awesome because she's the one who got the tickets. Mm-hmm. So we had cliffside diving seats we paid a little extra for, and we were in our own private cabana that just happened to be the seat they gave us. Charlotte, my daughter, loved it. She was nice. Watching the cliff divers and the puppet shows. She wasn't a big fan of Black Bart's Cave, which they made a lot scarier than it used to be.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. And then Sophia's are great. And then, of course, Man Bear Pig came up while we were in the restroom, and I was walking her back to the table, and I was like, sweet. And she was like, oh, no, not Man Bear Pig.
I think your daughter's a little too young for South Park, but that's okay.
I enjoyed Man Bear Pig. I definitely fist bumped and got a good picture with him. I'll have to send to you later. Nice. On top of that,
I'll make it my background on my iPad.
And on top of that, some pretty good alcoholic drinks. I had a really nice Paloma they made there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. So it was fun. It was definitely, it's one of those things that you do once every 5 years. It's not like a I really want to go to Casamigos. They're craving the food. It was better,
I just
but
want to like go when it's not as crazy. And to the folks that are watching from around the world, Casa Bonita,
watch the South Park episode.
watch the South Park episode. You'll kind of get it. It's weird, but for some reason, like for those of us that live here, we just love it for some reason.
Oh yeah, it was hilarious. No, it was fun. Definitely met Car saw Cartman in his little spot.
Great.
All right, folks. Well, it's time for us to dive into this week's episode. So,
What are the geeks going to talk about this week?
Adam, what are we talking about this week?
Going to be talking about the rim.
Yes, the Pacific Rim.
Oh, I
So,
thought we were talking about something else. Oh,
did you
I did
listen to the
not
vampire
prepare.
porn guy again?
Sure, but
Adam's like, yes,
no,
that's who I was listening to.
we're talking about Pacific Rim. I don't know, Matt, how you feel about this film. I loved it. It
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed
was
this film.
a great time.
Yeah, I mean, there's small things, of course, I would not be a fan. I have small nitpicky things about it,
Oh, of
but in the
course.
grand scheme of things, I really do like this film.
Yes. So
Adam,
I
so let's go ahead and dive in. Adam, what, I mean, obviously we're not going to talk about the not great sequel.
have not seen it. I think a friend of mine, also by the name of Matt, tried to get me to watch it, and after about 10 minutes, which is about as far I got into the new Aquaman movie as well, I turned it off. Just like, nope, I'm done. But
I
so
mean, it's not god awful. It's not as bad as some of the films out there.
true.
Definitely one of those
Well,
things you can watch once
I
and be like,
would,
I've watched it once.
yeah, I would watch Pacific Rim Uprising over Aquaman 2 any day. But so this is a 2013 film from one of my favorite directors and writers, Guillermo del Toro. He is just fantastic. If you're not, if you don't know a lot of his movies, he did the better Hellboys. He did the Devil's Backbone, which I think is one of my favorites. He was supposed to direct the Hobbit movies, but due to scheduling conflicts, things kind of
No,
fell
but he had a good
through. But
hand writing hand in those movies.
oh yeah, and he
The
did
first one.
Blade 2, Crimson Peak. If you haven't seen that, Matt, check it out.
I
I'll give
have.
you my okay. I was like, I'll give you my Apple ID if you need to watch it. But
Yeah.
he is
Hellboy 2.
yeah, that so the better Hellboys.
Yes.
Because the new one sucks.
I haven't seen it and I didn't really want to because I really liked the
Don't
first two and I was like, I don't want to
watch it.
ruin the Ron Perlman.
Yeah. Ron Perlman is fantastic as that, but as Hellboy, and Guillermo del Toro just nails it. He did a movie in 1997, I remember as a kid, called Mimic, about like giant cockroaches. It's okay, but I would say, like, if you want to see his stuff, definitely watch Devil's Backbone. Pan's Labyrinth, I think, is his masterpiece. Probably be like, it's a fairy tale for adults. He did Crimson Peak, which was like a great ghost story. A lot of people were a little divided, but it won Best Picture, Shape of Water.
Yeah, it was
Lady
actually a
fucks a
pretty good movie. I
fish.
like Shape of Water.
I liked it a lot. So,
Yeah.
Lady fucks a fish apparently in it. So that was like the biggest thing. Like I was like, I went to my work and I was telling people like, oh yeah, I just saw Shape of Water. I think it's gonna win Best Picture. And they're like, what's it about? I'm like, He puts a fish.
So yeah,
it's
so
great.
Pacific Rim, with a $180 million budget, made $411 million. So modest success. I
A
mean,
great
good enough for
job.
them to greenlight a sequel.
Yeah, I wish it would have been more a sequel with him more involved. Because I think he's kind of the heart of it. Much like they say, this is Gypsy Danger's heart. Guillermo del Toro is the heart of this series, and they screwed it up. But we have a pretty great cast.
Oh
Idris
yeah.
Elba, one of my favorites, personal favorites. I don't do you like I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, but
No, I
Charlie
like Idris
Hunnam.
Elba. I mean, I really liked him obviously in The Suicide Squad. Obviously liked him in this. I've liked him in Mandela's Long Walk to Freedom.
Oh,
I,
that was
you know,
great.
yeah.
We got Charlie Hunnam, which one of our personal friends will want us to mention. She likes him a lot. He's from Sons of Anarchy, and in a terrible, terrible movie called Rebel Moon. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Rebel Moon.
We'll talk about the
Is that
sequel
is
soon.
Is that oh, is that the one you made me watch? And I hated every minute of it. But you got like Ron Perlman, who is a mainstay for all of Guillermo del Toro's movies. Like
Yeah.
he showed up
They're
in like
very
one of his
closely
early
collaborating with
ones.
each other.
Yeah, he showed up in Cronos, which was a Spanish film. Yeah, was Hellboy, is Hellboy.
Yeah,
No one's done it better.
you've got Charlie Day. Obviously, Charlie Day is always a good comedic relief in this, and his pairing up with Bern Gorman. It's the two doctors researching kaijus.
Yeah, we'll have to get into that on our like hot takes a little bit, because
Fair
I was
enough.
a little like, we'll get into it later. But anyway, great cast. So
Yeah, if, I mean,
love it.
and you, yeah, I mean,
Yuko Kikuchi or Kikuchi.
yeah, I
I'm
Rinko, I think
fucking
you
it
got as
up.
close as we're gonna get it.
Yeah.
Playing Mako Mori.
White people, right?
Yeah.
But she's fantastic in it.
Yeah.
I think
Japanese
this
actress. This was her kind of her big US
debut.
debut. Obviously she,
Yeah.
next year in 47 Ronin, the following year or same year, sorry. And then the sequel, but really has been her big staples in US filmography. She also was in Westworld for a season. In a season I stopped watching at that point because it got too confusing.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into that too much. Who's the other actor? Is it Max Martini?
Yeah, Max Martini playing Herc, the father of
Yeah,
the of one
so
of the Jäger pilots. He's been
he's
well known
in
for a lot of
one of
things.
your favorite films of all time, Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan, he was really good in a little un well unknown TV show I would highly recommend people watching.
Please
Not my
tell
wreck of the
me.
week. Huh?
Please tell me what it is, because if it's the same.
The Unit.
Fuck yeah. I love that show.
Yeah, very underrated show.
Yeah, he was also in another one called, oh God, what was it on? It was on Netflix. Spectral.
Didn't see that one.
Spectral. Check it out. It's not super amazing, but for some reason, and he was also in like Captain Phillips, and for some
Yeah,
reason, he just plays a good like military guy.
he was also in 50 Shades of Grey series.
I have not seen it.
I saw it with my now wife, then girlfriend, but he plays the bodyguard.
So My girlfriend has a joke. Apparently, like she went out on a date, like a Tinder date or something, and it wasn't going so well. And she just made a joke, like, "Okay," like he was like, "What's next?" And she's like, "Let's go see 50 Shades of Grey." And he took her to see it. I'm like, okay, whatever. Not my cup of tea. But anyway, like, but check out Spectral. It's actually like kind of an interesting science fiction, like military thing. If you're into that, it's not my
Okay.
rec.
Yeah, and then
But
he also so his he plays the father of his son, well, the son. He plays the father of a different character who helps play Pilot Eager, played by Robert Kaczynski, which I think is hilarious. He is a English actor playing the Australian mech
Oh,
pilot.
I think, and that's like an American actor playing an Australian, and things get
Yeah.
weird, but
And he's best known for being in True Blood. Obviously
did you ever
this
watch that?
True Blood, no. Is
It's
my wife's
okay.
thing. He's
I got a
in.
little like off put when it was like she's a fairy, like a fairy. I got a little weirded out by that. I remember sending my ex-girlfriend that because she was really into True Blood. And I'm like, a fucking fairy.
He was
And I'm
also in
like,
Mass Effect.
oh, who did he play in Mass Effect?
In Mass Effect Andromeda.
Who did he play in Mass Effect Andromeda?
The
I played
Archon.
them all. Okay.
So yeah, so
Not
Adam,
my
let's dive
favorite,
into this
but
film. What is your,
we're digressing.
digressing? What is your big takeaway in this film? What made it so enjoyable and likable by you?
Kaijus, which is what the Japanese call like giant monsters. So it's like
Yeah,
Godzilla's a
Godzilla's
kaiju.
a kaiju.
So
Yeah.
kaijus versus giant robots. What's
Oh,
not to
yeah.
like? It's the best thing on the planet. It's like, mwah. So I guess that's it. It's just, yeah. Big
Yeah,
monsters
it's a lot
versus
of fun. I really liked how it wasn't just one guy in a mech suit, kind of like a Megazord kind of feel. It was like, hey, there's some science,
well,
pseudoscience, but science
they
behind
had
it.
a thing about it where the drift needed two people because
Carry the
the like
load.
the load was too
Yeah.
much, and it's like, oh, that was great. Showed some camaraderie, some companionship, some relationship
Well,
stuff.
and it really showed,
Like
especially in that opening
everyone.
scene where they're fighting the Category 3 kaiju off the coast of Anchorage, and Rally's brother gets taken out, and that's a great fight. That's probably my favorite fight sequence in the film. I'm 100%
Well,
honest, it's
it's
the first one.
like he gets ripped out, and you almost see it like, and this is just a testament to the production team and the director just being like, he gets ripped out and you almost see it like hurt his arm.
Yeah.
Because, so to those of
Wait,
you
and you
that,
see it hurt his arm to the point where, in later in this in the movie, years have passed, but he still has, the scar on his arm from the damage.
yeah, it was like, but it's like the damage is physical, but also
Mental.
mental.
Yeah.
And yeah, because it's like the person he drifted with was his brother.
Yeah, his
And it's
brother.
like, oh, you're super close with your siblings and all that. But yeah, he just then, so after this event that happened, what, off Alaska, right?
Yep, off the coast of Alaska.
He was
You know,
able to
and the
guide the Jaeger back, which is Gypsy Danger. Almost named my dog that, but my girlfriend wouldn't let me.
Well, and it's kind of cool because, he has to finish the fight. Obviously, he's a one man one armed machine, and an arm's ripped off of the machine too. And then I really like the reveal of him coming ashore and the guys in the metal detecting, and it's like, I got something big, and he points to the ocean, and here comes Gypsy Danger just limping in and then collapsing.
And I guess there's only been a few pilots that have been ever like been able to do this. And we find out that Idris Elba's character was able to pilot a Jaeger, which so folks, if you want to know, Jaeger is hunter in German. As a Jägermeister, yeah, that sort of thing. But anyway, yeah, so Idris Elba's character was able to pilot a Jaeger back without a secondary pilot to drift with. So it's kind of like some of
So
these
talking
people
about
are special.
the Jaegers though, one thing I really like about the Jaegers is how each one's got its own like individuality to it. They're not just these mass-produced
Oh.
machines that all look the same and all do the same thing. You've got Gypsy Danger, you've got the Australian one's supposed to be
Crimson
the
Typhoon,
fastest,
you got,
and the Chinese one's got three arms.
Crimson Typhoon's the Chinese one. We'll have to look up the other mechs. I didn't have that ready. I'm
But
sorry.
they have, yeah, so it's played, but they have three pilots for that one.
Yeah, Crimson
The
Typhoon
triplets.
had three, and then I know the Russian one was more like the like strong like.
And it's like the original generation of Jaegers, yeah.
Yeah, it was like kind of first gen.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll have to look this up, but I got a little screen on my own now. See that?
Yeah, so you've got these ones. Oh, Cherno Alpha was its name.
Cherno is the Russian one, right? And then Crimson Typhoon is the Chinese one, and then
Striker Eureka is the Australian one.
Striker Eureka. There you go. So pretty much it's like the movie is at this point where it's like these kaijus are attacking, and they have these mechs, these Jaegers that are able to combat them, but they keep busting through and doing all this stuff. And pretty much the world has given up on the Jaeger program. And
They think they're going
so,
to have impenetrable walls.
yes, walls that will stop it, but then immediately, like someone busts through Sydney. Like one of the kaijus bust through Sydney, and it just becomes this thing where there's like what, four Jaegers left, and that's it.
Yep.
And Idris Elba comes to Charlie Hannam's character is just like, we need someone. And it just yeah, it he is trying to find a co-pilot finally, because it's a big journey for him as well,
Oh, yeah.
where he can't drift with anyone he doesn't like trust. But for some, like her name's like Mako or
Yeah.
Yuriko or yeah, he connects with her, but because of Idris Elba's like previous like Gen 1
Gen 1
experience,
unshielded nuclear reactor.
yeah, he's kind of taken her in as like a daughter. I did love the fact that they all like spoke Japanese to one another. Like I think that Guillermo del Toro is very good at like kind of connecting everyone together. And yeah, having a simple thing of just being like, oh, hey, Idris Elba is able to just speak Japanese and talk to her in whichever way. Like, it's just it, and I think that also co-balances the drift. It's just sort of like all about connection. So.
So, Adam, let me ask you this question then. Of all the Jaegers we see in the film, which is your favorite?
Oh, it has to be Gypsy. I wanted to name my dog Gypsy Danger. I got heavy veto from that.
Yeah, I'm the one who has a dog named
Striker
Gypsy.
is pretty Striker is pretty good. But yeah, it has to be Gypsy Danger for me.
Okay.
What about you, Matt?
I mean, I like Gypsy Danger a lot. I really do like the Crimson Typhoon just because of how unique it was with the saw blades on the hands and the,
I just didn't
it
get
flipped,
like
and
a
then as
lot
it
of
flipped, it turned its legs around to land by the right way.
It just didn't get a lot of fan like fanfare, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like it was just like, oh my gosh, I'm Crimson Typhoon, and then I'm dead. And I'm like, oh no. But
Oh.
yeah, I think Striker and Gypsy were for me, but yeah.
All right.
That's where I'm at.
So, all right, Adam, let's dive into some hot takes about this film.
Hot takes. What are they going to say this week?
I know you had a hot take about the interaction between the two doctors, played by Bern Gorman and Charlie Day.
I don't think this is my hot take, so sorry. Don't think the comedic element was necessarily needed, but I
Okay.
understand it from Guillermo del Toro's like perspective. Like this is what he wants. This is the story he wants to tell. But I just it didn't connect as well. And then like all it felt like was putting Ron Perlman in the movie to me. So
Okay.
yeah,
You
there we
know,
go.
I mean, I kind of like their I like their the way they bantered back and forth. I think kind of going off your hot take, it would have been good and better had it not been Charlie Day. I think Charlie Day is just already that kind of zany actor, that kind of, he always is kind of that character,
I guess
whether it's
let me pause you for a moment. Did you ever watch like It's Always Sunny in
Oh, yeah.
Philadelphia? Okay, so and I like I think he's a talented person and
Oh,
very
I
funny.
think he's talented. I just he is always kind of that character to me. You see him
Yeah.
in Oh No Way So. You see him in Horrible Bosses. You see him in this. He's that kind of kooky, wild out there kind of character. I don't know who could have played that part otherwise, and done that piece to bounce off Bern Gorman's. But I just don't know if that, I think we need a little bit of that back and forthness. I just don't know if Charlie Day was the person for
Correct
that.
choice. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. So, Matt, what's your hot take?
So really my hot take, I think, is going to be I really didn't like the how let's how they finished off the end of the film with the, we're gonna take a nuke and we're gonna need a piece of a kaiju and we're just gonna go through the portal and blow it up. It was very much kind of a little bit like the Avengers, Take the nuke through the hole, blow up the bad
Yeah.
guy, escape, you're good. I also was not a big fan of, I think for a lack of a better term, the sacrifice, not of Idris Elba. I think that was as a needed and a good sacrifice, and it really gives Mako's story something. But having, the Max Martini's character get injured, and okay, well, I'm going to go with your son, and we're good killing your kid. And he's
That
upset
was
by
a
it, but he
little
doesn't have that.
ham-fisted. Like, I'll give you that. Like, the whole, oh, I can drift with anybody, and I knew you from the first moment I saw you. You're a cunt. But
Well, not even so much in that line. Just, I think Max Martini is a great actor. I just didn't see as much of a emotional hit home when his son did that sacrifice as I think you would see as a parent, maybe. I mean, it's a short film. It's not a very long film in the grand scheme of movies.
oh
It's
no, it gets in and out and does its
an
job.
hour and barely 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I mean, for
I'm
me, that
supposed to
was
go
kind of.
see Dune soon,
I'm
so
seeing it Tuesday.
you're seeing it Tuesday? What,
Yep.
where's my invite, you fucker?
Well, you're not my wife.
I'm kind of your wife. I'm your podcast wife.
Yeah. But my real wife is this is a date night. So Tuesday night is Dune night
Yeah.
at the
Well,
Alamo.
hey, Alamo Draft House. We love Alamo Draft House. We're not sponsored by them. We're just saying it because we like them. That's all I got at this point.
Yep, that was my big hot take, was just this those two little those items. I mean, the grand scheme of things, do they ruin the movie for me? No. But it's a little ham-fisted, a little bit too telegraphed, yes.
Okay.
Adam, we're gonna dive into some geek wreck of the week now.
It's time for the Geek Wreck of the Week. What are the geeks going to recommend?
What is your geek wreck this week?
I've been playing a game called it's Star Wars, but it's kind of a Rebel Squadron, or I think it's called Star Wars Squadron.
Yeah, I played
Is
it.
have you? Okay, great. What do you think of it? Because I'm a little meh.
I was hoping more for the th I when I play those kind of games, whether it's Rogue Squadron or any kind of pilot sim, fighter sim kind of game, I am not a fan of the cockpit view. I am
Okay.
a fan of third person, whole craft kind of view. I don't like being forced into that, the entire gaming and that view, because it's, for me, it's a little disorienting. It's hard to control. It's hard to under, and I get it. It's realistic in terms of this is your view. You don't have peripherals. You don't know what's
Oh,
coming behind you.
yeah.
Just not the way I like the game. And story wise, it was a little weak for me.
Okay. I haven't finished the story just yet, but I've been playing like the AI like fleet battles, and I this is kind of tying in. Later this month, or earlier this month, whenever this releases, Battlefront. They're remastering
Yep.
one and two, like the original one and two, not
Yes, they are.
the.
Not the
And
remake,
so
not the new ones.
I'm excited for that, but they always had a like a mode. I think it was introduced in Battlefront 2, where it was like Galactic Conquest, where it was like, oh, you'd fight on the ground, you'd do all this stuff, and then you'd go up into the sky, and then you'd do all that stuff. And I feel like the most recent Battlefronts from EA haven't quite captured that. And it was almost like Squadrons captured half of it. And
Yeah.
I kind of just wish they had, like, everything was connected. So I'm excited for that. So that's my geek Wreck of the Week is kind of like Squadrons is okay. It's fun. Don't like how the camera's locked down during cutscenes and when you need to talk to people, but
yeah,
kind of a nice thing. So,
okay.
But Matt, what's your geek wreck of the week?
So my geek wreck of the week is I've actually been watching the Marvels movie now that it's out on Disney Plus.
Okay,
I'm enjoying it. It's, you know, it's quick, it's fast, it's not long in the tooth, it's not.
I just heard it's like entertaining.
Yeah, it's entertaining. I mean,
yeah.
Is it a throwaway villain? It's a throwaway villain. Is it, you know? But is it bad? No, I enjoy it. It's kind of a lighthearted, fun, comedic movie from the from MCU. You know, Samuel Jackson's not he's Nick Fury, but he also has that good relationship with Captain Marvel, so he's kind of jokey. You know, my favorite line so in the movie is, without giving it away, they're fighting and they're touching the jump points with their hands, and they're like, every time we do this, something happens. He goes, well, stop that shit right now. Just stop the shit. So I'm enjoying it. I enjoyed it. It was is it the best Marvel movie out there? God, no. Is it better than some of the recent entries we've had, such as Ant-Man 3, whatever, the Quantumanium? Yeah, it was.
Actually, kind of like part of me liked Ant-Man Quantumanium, but there were a lot of problems. And then I guess we're gonna have to get into the live action Avatar.
Oh, I finished it.
I finished it too. I finished it. Let's see.
First episode's rough. It picks up steam after that.
We'll have to do a full episode because I do not have enough whiskey to discuss that. But we'll have to do it. I understand. And I'm dreading it because I need to break it into three parts. One, things I loved. Two, things I think are like, meh, are passable. And then three, the things I hated. And I've been seeing all these things on TikTok. You know, that platform? TikTok, you know, it's a thing. But I get all these people on here, and I sit there, and I'm like, do you guys know nothing about the series? Or, like, am I wrong?
Like, I think a part of it is, you know, it's a new generation getting exposed to the story who have not seen the animated feature. But, you know, and before we wrap this up, I think it was a good retelling of the story and combining elements of it.
I give it a pass. Like, hard pass, but
I give it a B+.
I give it a B-, because, like I said, I gotta break it down.
All right, we'll do that in a different episode. But yeah, we'll wrap it up in a different episode. But this wraps up this episode of Have a Drink with Some Geeks podcast. Thanks, guys, for listening, watching, drinking along with us. Make sure you follow, like, subscribe, comment on all social media platforms at Geek Drink Pod. Thanks again, guys, for listening. Make sure you give us a follow. See you guys next week. Have a great geek week.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Have a Drink with Some Geeks podcast. Tune in next week to see what our geeky host will discuss next week. Goodbye. Geek Drink Pod 2024.